This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour. Wait, second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't panic, Chris. Don't panic. Maybe it's your final hour, Chris. Maybe you're about out of here. It is the second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That means you can email your questions in now. Right now, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. It also shows you your last night for phone calls this week. I know we've only taken calls one other night, but I don't take a lot of calls. I'm not taking any more tomorrow either. 877-377-4373. Before I get back to the, I have to hit on the Jesse Smollett thing, but before I get back to that, I brought up at the beginning of the show, we have the dumbest people who lead us. And I really actually, for once, I wasn't being insulting just to be insulting. Really, wrap your mind around this. Think about this. Joe Biden is the president of the United States of America. Even if you don't think he's low IQ, I mean, even if he wasn't before, he is now, right? And that thing... The old motors, the engine light has been on for quite some time, all right? It's not doing well. And then this is the vice president.
I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank and our NATO allies, and what is at stake at this very moment.
That's Dome, internationally trying to prevent World War III. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, who's the third in line? Well, it's Grandma Vodka.
Is it a secret that the Republicans have wanted to have... Did you not know that that Romney had sent around a letter with all the senators signing it that said we have to take the money out of state and local government? This is not... What may come as news to someone is that... Yeah, when you subtract money, money is subtracted. Something is better than nothing. I was in school. I attended the inauguration of John F. Kennedy. Were any of you alive then? In fact, when I spoke to President Zelensky, I said, Billie Jean King sends you her regards and wants to know how she can help in any event.
Look, Chris. You wouldn't know this because you're stupid, but when you subtract money, money is subtracted. That's how I know. Look, I was floored. Okay, so that's the top three. And then we brought up, my jaw's on the floor. I swear I'm going to play this five more times before the show's out. Representative Maria Salazar, Republican, I should mention, from Florida. I need to clarify a couple things before I play this clip for you again. I get that a lot of people were rooting for Ukraine. Obviously, I mean, who isn't rooting for a bombed out maternity ward and stuff like that? You want those things to go well. But I do want to make sure everyone does understand. And tell your friends and family, too, because apparently most Americans don't get this. You understand what a no-fly zone is, right? And I just want to make sure we're clear. Not try to patronize anybody. It doesn't mean you point your finger at Vladimir and you say, listen, meanie poo-poo head, no more flying here. That's not what no-fly zone means. It means you see Russian jets there, you shoot them out of the sky. That means NATO SAMs, so that's surface-to-air missiles. That means NATO jets, including American jets, flying and shooting down Russian jets. That's what it means. Now, let's just pause on that for a moment. Vladimir Putin would take that as an act of war, and honestly, as big of a scumbag as he is, how could he not? That is an act of war. What would you think if someone flew and started shooting down our jets? That's an act of war, okay? You know what an ICBM is? I just want to make sure I'm clear about this. That's an intercontinental ballistic missile. Intercontinental ballistic missile. Do you know why they call it an intercontinental ballistic missile? Anyone want to take a guess? Anybody? That's because you can actually shoot them from one continent all the way to another continent. You know what the nuclear triad is? It's what we have. It means we not only have ICBMs, we can drop nukes from planes, and we have undetectable submarines with nuclear weapons on them in the ocean at all times. As we speak right now, we have nuclear subs around the world. So even if someone was to snap their fingers and blow up all our nuclear silos and blow up all of our planes, they would still die because the nuclear subs are always deployed. We're not the only country that has that. I just want to make sure everybody who talks about a no-fly zone, like it's just like it's World War I or something like that, I want to make sure you understand wherever you're sitting right now, and that obviously that's mostly America, but I realize, which blows me away, we have an international listenership that's big. I had no idea we had so many people in Poland and Italy and those dirty Canadians. No, I'm kidding, Chris. But wherever you're sitting right now listening to the sound of my voice, it can turn into a million degrees just like that. Are you ready for a million degrees? How much sunblock are you currently wearing? That's really, really hot. So back to what I was just talking about. We have Biden in charge. Then there's Dome. Grandma Vodka's third in line. And this person, Representative Maria Salazar, this is one of the people in the United States Congress. She would vote on a declaration of war and things like that. This being in Congress is a really important deal. I want you, with all that knowledge you have now, I want you to listen to this person.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course. So
conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
And the best, like we mentioned in the beginning, the best is freedom is not free. And I told Chris in the beginning to go grab some stuff from the movie The Campaign, and he did. I don't remember the movie being that good. In case you've never seen it, I'm not promoting it. But Will Ferrell is in this movie where obviously it's a political campaign, and it does do some funny spoofs of what politicians are like. When I hear idiots like Maria Salazar say, well, freedom isn't free, you know what I thought of? I thought immediately of this movie.
How would you bring jobs back to the 14th District?
That's a great question, Carl. Thank you for asking it. It's the first thing I think of when I wake up in the morning, and it's the last thing I think of when I go to bed. Jobs in North Carolina mean what? A strong North Carolina, and a strong North Carolina means a strong America, and that, my friends, is how we're gonna do it.
All right. Yeah.
Tell me the difference between that movie parody and this.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
See, my favorite part is when she says freedom isn't free. Chris chimed in. His favorite part is at the end where she just kind of gives up and goes, thank you. Michael, which one's funnier? Actually, Michael thinks the best part is the beginning when she has the rehearsed line and then she just runs out of steam and goes with freedom isn't free and thank you.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Gosh. All right. 877-377-4373. I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing tonight. What else are we going to do? We're screwed anyway. Joe in Florida. Go, boss.
You know, we talk about courage in America, and I heard the statistics that if we were invaded, the young people would leave and the old people will fight. So we talk about testosterone. Old people don't have testosterone. Young people do. What we need is courage in our hearts. We need to stand up for America and fight for our freedoms and have courage in our hearts.
What, Chris? I thought I was inspired. So I played the machine gun. I played the bar. That was inspiring. But look, He's not wrong at all. I call it the era of cowardice for a reason. What's so wild to me isn't all the insanity that's out there right now. I mean, honestly, I know that's crazy to you. It's crazy to me. We see all this filth and all these nutballs. It's not all the insanity that's out there right now. What's wild to me is how many people see it and won't say anything, won't do anything. I mean, now's the time to do it before all these nutballs take over. Anyway, Chris, freedom isn't free. Thank you. I'm going to get back. You know what? Speaking of the age of insanity, I'll take some more calls, and I'm going to get back to that in a second. 877-377-4373. You know what else is insane? Not having an Eden Pure thunderstorm, Chris. Oh, we got them in the office now. The guys have them in their house. You know I have three in my house. We got them in the studio. The daggone thing's amazing. And I need to clarify, you may want one for your home and probably do. Takes the odors out of the home, kills viruses, kills mold, took care of my allergies. We needed one for the studio. It's just a bunch of dudes in here, and we really, really needed it. So thank you once again, Eden Pure, for taking the odors out of the air. They're selling three packs right now for under $200. That's $200 in savings for my listeners. They do that because I have three at home. Everyone knows it. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
He was looking for the place called Lee Ho.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it feels like sometimes, I mean, what are we going to do but laugh? It feels like we are living in an alternate reality, doesn't it? We sent the Vice President of the United States of America overseas because Russia is invading another country and there's nuclear tensions out there, and this is the Vice President we sent.
I'm here. Standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank and our NATO allies, and what is at stake at this very moment.
Oh, well, I'm sure they all feel better. Gosh. Oh, jeez. What are we going to do? What are we going to do but laugh? Whatever. And email your questions. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Those are the questions for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. But don't worry. I mean, remember this. At least we know we're not going to have inflation.
Senator John Barrasso argues that it will overheat the economy and fuel inflation. What's your response?
I totally disagree.
Here's the deal with inflation is that if we do not get the root cause of these price increases right, then policy decisions could be made that could really negatively impact your life.
We're not even remotely close to a point to say that we're at rising inflation.
The fears of inflation are being overblown.
The consensus seems to be that we're okay.
What we're dealing with now, I guess, arguably is a sort of transitory situation.
The inflation we're seeing in the economy right now is passing transitory and manageable.
If you're working, the impact of inflation is actually quite small.
The economists at this point anticipate that this will be temporary.
Yeah, you get the idea. They all said inflation wasn't coming. We just found out today. 7.9% in February. The average family is spending now $296 a month on inflation. Congratulations, you just got a new bill. Look, you know, I'll tell you what, pause on that. I'm going to come back to inflation in a second. We still have to talk about Jesse Smollett. We're waiting for him to get sentenced, and that's going to be tons of fun. Speaking of tons of fun, let's talk about something else I saw. I was just bringing up before we went into the break. I was bringing up how we have all these insane people and we're in the era of cowardice where people don't say anything. This person I'm about to play you, I want to make sure I'm clear about who this is because you're going to have no idea, all right? There's a lady called Tamron Hall. She has a show. Don't worry about where it is. I'm sure you'd never see it, but her name's Tamron Hall. She has a talk show, like a daytime sit down, talk to people show. She had someone on her show, and this someone's name is Tess Holiday. All right. Tess Holiday is the lady's name. what's the best way to say this? Tess Holliday has red hair. She is listed as a model. I'm not kidding. An activist. Black Lives Matter stuff in her profile, even though she's white, white as snow. And I'm figuring out the best way to say this here. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really not trying to be mean. She's gigantic. And I mean gigantic. And the reason I was really not trying to be mean, people struggle with weight. Maybe you struggle with weight. People, our bodies are built differently. Sometimes people are just naturally fat. I'm 6'8". I can't be fat. I could sit and eat donuts all day long. It's so spread out, you'd never know. Some people are fat, naturally. Mom and dad were fat, they're fat, whatever. But she is really fat, and I mean huge. If you saw a picture of her, you'd understand. Michael, please put that picture down. I didn't say I wanted to see a picture of her. Either way, the point of this is not to make fun of her for her weight. It's really genuinely not. She's sitting down on a couch. She's talking to Tamron Hall. She's sitting down on the couch, and God bless that couch for holding strong. But she's sitting down on this couch, and she's having a heart-to-heart with Tamron Hall about what? What's she having a heart-to-heart with her about? About her diagnosis with anorexia.
How is it affecting your day-to-day, both professionally and personally? Because you're dealing with this. It's not a secret. They notice it, but it's not diagnosed. And the problem is there, but it's not. It's not been named.
It was extremely hard, but I had normalized it so much. I you know, like you said earlier, when you have so many people saying things to you online, I'm tough as nails, but it gets to you. And you kind of, I would be lying if I said that it didn't affect me. And so when I hear people saying all you do is eat and you eat, it's like you almost believe it, even though I know I'm not. So it was extremely isolating.
We get the idea. Okay, anorexia is something real. It affects women and young girls, sadly, all across this country. I've known women who go through it, who have struggled with it. It's a sick thing. We have this person claiming she's anorexic. Either she has defeated anorexia like no one else has ever defeated anorexia, or she's insane. Now, that's fine. We have insane people. We've always had insane people. Every society has had insane people. That's the norm. Sometimes people that just all the wires don't touch. But in this society, we celebrate them. In this society, we hold them up as examples of what everyone should be. And anyone who points out the opposite, anyone who says, I actually don't think anorexia is really what she suffers from. Think there may have been a misdiagnosis in there somewhere. Anyone who points that out, they're treated like the insane person. Anyone who speaks basic truths today. And that was just one example. I didn't mean to pick on Tess Holliday. I really didn't mean to, but that was just one example. You can go down the line, example after example after example, of the insane person being treated as if they're the special one. They're the great one. And anyone who points anything else out, they're treated like they're the nutball. We just had a dude dominate women's swimming in college. Not only a dude. That's a family show. Let's just say the other women in the locker room have voiced their displeasure with him also being in the locker room because apparently all the equipment is still attached. And everyone celebrated him. As if it was a good thing, an accomplishment. And anyone who spoke out, totally crucified. Oh, you hateful bigot. I'm telling you, if you ever needed evidence we're a late stage empire, that's what it is. We take the insane and we demand we celebrate it. And anyone who calls it insane, they get put down. It's totally nuts. Totally nuts. All right, I am going to get to more inflation stuff and Jesse Smollett. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what? I was going to yell at you. They switched seats, the two idiots did, and Michael sat down and pulled that up. I was going to yell at you about that. I'm not going to lie. Found myself moving my head a little bit. Old school DMX rocked, man. DMX rocked. I think he's dead now. Didn't he die? He's young. Heart problems? Ah. He OD'd? Ah, that's sad, man. That sucks. Man, drugs? That sucks. Anyway, well, thanks for bringing us all down. Gosh. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the plan moving forward here on the Jesse Kelly Show. One, go download the podcast. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you missed any part of the show, just go download the podcast. I know you're mad about the hours getting split up into three different things. I think it's dumb too. I didn't make the call, so just subscribe or follow so they automatically download and make your life easier. And you two idiots, make sure you have it lined up right so they don't have, so it automatically plays the next hour. Someone can, all right, you do. All right, good. That's one. Two, we're going to have a really hard talk about inflation. Three, we get to talk about Jesse Smollett and make fun of him again, but they haven't passed down the verdict. We're tracking it as we go along here. They haven't passed down the verdict. I'm waiting until the verdict passes down. Should be any time now. And four, which brings us to what we're about to do. You know, I don't take many phone calls on the show, and I need to clarify why I don't take many phone calls on the show. Phone calls suck. Very rarely does the listener enjoy the phone call. The caller enjoys the phone call. The listener oftentimes does not. When we take calls on the show, about once or twice a week, I'll take calls. It is important you understand how rude I am. No hi, no how are you, no love the show, no first time, long time, no pleasantries whatsoever. When I go to you, go. Get right to your point and get to your point quickly. And at some point, the line's going to go dead. Your cell phone didn't drop. I hung up on you. You got to know when to say goodbye. All right? So we are going to rapid fire our way through some phone calls because we're dang sure not taking any more calls tomorrow. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Get your questions in now. All right? Fast. To the point. No pleasantries. Johnny in Jersey, go.
Yeah, my son was gung-ho when he joined the Army. He put in his time and worked his way up, and he became a senior NCO. And when he was coming up, they would, what was called, smoke him. If he made a mistake, he had to run, get his rucksack, be back in 3 minutes, and run 3 miles in 10 minutes, or he'd have to run him again. Now, as an NCO, he gives his soldiers counseling. He can't make them run or do push-ups. They get counseling. It's very, very difficult to see a kid that was going to make a career or something say, I want to get out. I'll get an Article 15. Chapter me. QPM me. Get me out of here now.
That's the kind of guy who builds militaries. Oh, you get push-ups. Oh, you thought you could make them do push-ups? Oh, no. Let's sit down and have a little chat. Luke and Bama, go.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the my opinion as a kid about the masking and the stupid rules that my school has made up. First of all, it's disappointing to see my friends in masks. It's also disappointing to hear them telling me to put my shield or my mesh mask on.
Tell you something else. We're raising monsters in this country because I keep hearing this from kids about other kids. And the kids, it's not their fault. It's because their parents are a bunch of psychos. We're raising a bunch of scolds in this country. Put your mask on. Pull your mask up. And I'll tell you something else. Kids, listen to me right now. And I understand this may make people uncomfortable. I get it. But let me tell you something. Manners, minding your own business, it will be taught to you at some point in time. That's why I'm a big believer in kids. Not tattling. You got a problem with somebody? Meet with all your friends back out behind the bleachers, have a little scrap, nothing serious, and then hug it out and go on about your way. Why? One, you learn mutual respect for each other. Oftentimes, you will get to be best friends. Two, you learn to watch your freaking mouth. Nothing teaches you to watch your freaking mouth like a little rap across the beak. What I'm saying is this. I understand your mom or dad might be a COVID psychopath who's told you, mask up, wear your gloves, drown in hand sanitizer, and tell your friends too. Son, let me tell you something. You're going to lip off to somebody the wrong way one day, and you're going to regret it. Keep your mouth shut and mind your manners, all right? Your mouth shut and mind your manners. All right. Joaquin in Pennsylvania, go.
Yeah, Jesse, I probably should keep my mouth shut, too. But, you know, when they label something as misinformation, you know that the truth is hiding in there somewhere. You know, and when they said that this thing about biolabs or bioweapon labs in Ukraine being misinformation, I don't know. But then the other thing that I have, too, is that there's been that clip that went around of Joe Biden as a senator a number of years ago saying a surefire way to start a war would be to admit the Balkans and Ukraine into NATO. Okay, so what do him and Zelensky do? They get together and they sign the paperwork to try and get Ukraine admitted into NATO.
You know, that's a part of this we haven't talked about a lot because no one's rooting for Putin. Definitely not me. You know, no one's out there rooting for Putin. But if you ever have to give an alternate perspective on something, why would you try to move NATO closer to Russia? Of course he's going to take that as an act of aggression. Of course he is. You're trying to move a NATO country right next door. All right. Sam in San Diego, go.
Yes. I just want to say thank you, Jesse. Forget about helping Ukraine and the NATO countries. I spent some time in the military. I've been overseas. After Desert Storm, I went to Europe, some NATO country civilians.
Oh, dang it. I hung up on him. Don't ask me why. My finger was on the button. I slipped, okay? It slipped. It's sorry. Doesn't matter. We have breaking news anyway. Breaking. Jesse Smollett will serve 30 months felony probation, pay a restitution of $106,000, a fine of $25,000, and serve 150 days in Cook County Jail beginning today. And lest we forget, let's take a little walk down memory lane, shall we? You see, at one point in time, we all woke up to the news in the morning that there was some kind of a hate crime perpetuated against an actor. And we all thought, okay, well, that's not good. I wonder if that's true. And then we dug into it a little more and we thought, okay, hold on. A black actor got assaulted by Trump supporters at 2 a.m. in Chicago. And just in case you don't remember, this was Jesse Smollett's interview with Robin Roberts. Gosh, this is the best.
There is no doubt in your mind what motivated this attack.
I can only go off of their words. I mean, who says empire, this MAGA country, ties a noose around your neck and pours bleach on you? And this is just a friendly fight? I will never be the man that this did not happen to.
This is MAGA country. Yes, downtown Chicago, huge MAGA area, man. I'm telling you what, it's nothing but red, white, and blue hot dogs and fireworks down there, baby. Gosh, that's never going to stop being funny. This is MAGA country. And remember when he showed up? He called the cops, and the cops showed up, and he still had the noose around his neck? Like, didn't think, whoops. Oh, whoops, it's still on there. I was so scared. All right. Let's have a talk about inflation. And it's not going to be the same talk everyone else has had with you today about inflation. Oh, inflation sucks. Let's have an honest, hard talk about why we're here. Hint, it's not all Joe Biden's fault. And speaking of inflation, that seems like a really, really good time to mention. Please tell me you have got some gold from Oxford Gold Group. They will deliver gold to your front door. Did you see what Janet Yellen said today? Janet Yellen came out today and admitted for the next 12 months, inflation might be a significant problem. 12 months of steady inflation. I mean, where does that end? I don't even know. Get some gold from Oxford Gold Group today. Tell them Jesse told you to call. Call 833-995-GOLD and tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. They will take good care of you. They will deliver real gold to your front door. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. For gold you can hold. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, it is time to have an uncomfortable conversation. We had those from time to time, right? I mean, the whole show can't be fart jokes, can it? What, Chris? Time to have an uncomfortable talk. Are you guys drinking beer? I swear, you guys are the most irresponsible children. Gosh, it's, oh, I'm over here grinding, doing a radio show. You know how hard it is to talk for 3 hours? That's real work, fellas. And they're eating chips. They're eating chips and drinking beer. This is embarrassing. All right, anyway, before we have the uncomfortable talk about inflation, and it is going to be uncomfortable. Are you protected physically? If you go out to your car right now, maybe you're in your car. Let's say you're heading towards a red light. You stop. Bad man comes towards you. What are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? Do you have a hero gun yet? Look, maybe you're not a weapons person, which is fine. Maybe you are, because you know I'm a weapons person. I have several hero guns. But maybe you're not a weapons person. Maybe guns make you uncomfortable. No experience with them. That's fine. That's totally fine. You don't have to be a weapons guy. A hero gun's a non-lethal gun. Shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They explode on contact. Trust me, it's going to stop them. This pepper cloud that it produces, way stronger than pepper spray. Anyone can use it. It's got a laser sight. Doesn't matter if you've never held a gun in your life. Don't need a concealed carry permit for it. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse and you get a special discount, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Now, let's first, before we get into the uncomfortable conversation part of the inflation thing, let's first address what Democrats have been saying about inflation for quite some time.
Senator John Barrasso argues that it will overheat the economy and fuel inflation. What's your response?
I totally disagree.
Here's the deal with inflation is that if we do not get the root cause of these price increases right, then policy decisions could be made that could really negatively impact your life.
We're not even remotely close to a point to say that we're at rising inflation.
The fears of inflation are being overblown.
The consensus seems to be that we're okay.
What we're dealing with now, I guess, arguably is a sort of transitory situation.
The inflation we're seeing in the economy right now is passing transitory and manageable.
If you're working, the impact of inflation is actually quite small.
The economists at this point anticipate that this will be temporary.
When you look at what actual prices are going up, it's in very specific sectors. If this was an overall inflationary issue, we would see prices going up in relatively equal amounts across the board, no matter what the good is.
I think things are going to level out.
It seems to be ticking up a little bit, and part of that is actually not a bad thing.
There's a general consensus among economists that a little bit of inflation would actually be a good thing.
Actually, prior to COVID-19, we were under our inflation targets. The Fed sets an inflation target of 2-3%. We were not reaching that for many, many years. And so this also could be a natural rebalancing of our economy.
I think that our focus on inflation in the midst of this crisis is inappropriate.
Do you not think Democrats are to blame or Democrat policies?
For rising inflation?
Yes.
No.
You get the idea. Uncomfortable conversation time. Yes, Joe Biden has been a disaster when it comes to inflation. They got into office 14 months ago, I believe it is, and they have spent like drunken sailors ever since. They just passed another $1.5 trillion bill. Joe Biden has been awful when it comes to inflation. You ready for this? Gonna hurt. You ready? Joe Biden is not the main reason we have inflation. I know. I know that hurts to hear. I know he's the one we all want to point fingers at. I totally get it. You know why we have inflation? Because people in the United States of America don't understand how economies work, how businesses work, how one business works in conjunction with another business, and this moves here, and this moving part moves there, and you have trillions of moving parts that work together to keep a $20 trillion economy going, but they don't understand that, and they think if a chest cold gets to America, you can just point to the economy and say, stop! Hey, just pause, guys! Just, where's the remote? Do we have a remote? This is like Netflix. Hold on. Here's the remote. Pause. There, the economy stopped. And then, once all the sicky poos go away, then we'll just hold it up and we'll hit unpause and it'll just start again. Apparently, that's what people think in this country. We paused an economy. We destroyed an economy. We took vital, vital parts of that $20 trillion economy that work together, and we decided that it was acceptable to wreck them in the name of coronavirus. And oh wait, there's more. After wrecking the economy, we then chose to start printing money like no one had ever seen before. No one had ever seen before. And that did not take place under Joe Biden. We printed 80% of the money in existence in the last 2 years. Oh, but wait, there's more after that. We then passed trillions with a T, trillions of dollars in spending bills while the economy was stopped and while we were printing money. Inflation? I'll tell you what. Look, we're going to get back to laughing in a minute. You want some real news? Here's some real news you won't hear anyone else. You haven't even seen the beginning of inflation. There are laws in economics. We can have opinions about taxes. We can have opinions about every issue, important, not important, doesn't matter, border, abortion, whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about it, illegal immigration. We can have opinions. We can have different philosophies. When it comes to economics, there are laws that cannot be broken. One of those laws is when you print unbacked currency, you devalue the dollar. We walked up to a printing press and printed trillions of dollars while stopping an economy, all in the name of a virus with well over 99% survivability. And what's that saying go from the Avengers movies? The bill comes due. Oh, the bill's coming now. And so I know. I understand. Look, I get it. I get it. Joe Biden's president. He's an idiot. He sucks. He screwed everything up. We all hate his guts anyway. So it's easy to look at this headline right here. Inflation soars to 7.9% in February with no end in sight. It's easy to look at that headline and go, ah, Joe Biden, this is all his fault. Stinking Joe. Nope, not on this show. And I hate Joe Biden. And oh yeah, he's made it worse. I know that. He's made it worse. Nope. Sorry. 15 days to slow the spread. Sound familiar? Remember that? Seems like it was only yesterday. Well, yeah, we'll just stop everything for 15 days. That's how it works, right? It'll start right back up again, no problem. No supply chain issues. No market disruptions. And then that turned into 30. It turned into, well, hopefully Easter. Remember that? I remember that. Oh, hopefully Easter. On and on and on and on and on it went. On and on and on and on I went right here on the radio. If you were listening back then, you remember I told you what was coming. Now it's here. I'm not done.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.